Bennett College in Greensboro is one of only two all-women historically black colleges in the country. But that number could be reduced to one after the school failed to regain accreditation this week. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges cites low enrollment and unstable finances. But a former president of the school says the agency's standards for small schools are to blame. WFAE's Serafina Wright reports.
11 years ago, there was reason for optimism at Bennett College. The school had overcome 2 years of probation and completed a $50 million fundraising campaign that included high-profile donors like former President Clinton, Maya Angelou, and even Oprah Winfrey. By 2009, enrollment reached an all-time high of about 750 students. There was also $21 million worth of construction on campus. But now Bennett's enrollment is down to 465, and the school that started during Reconstruction to educate newly freed men and women again faces the possibility of closing its doors.
Sachs, in my opinion, has a series of unrealistic expectations for small colleges with small endowments.
Former Bennett president Julianne Malveaux says Bennett's financial troubles are partly to blame, but so is its accrediting body, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission.
In other words, they think that your endowment should be roughly four times your annual budget.
Bennett isn't anywhere close to that. Its endowment is worth $15 million, roughly the same as its annual revenue for the last 2 years. But Bennett's annual expenses have also exceeded revenue by about $1 million, according to the school's annual report. Malveaux says the agency's endowment standards resulted in Bennett being placed on financial probation for one semester when she was president in 2010.
They're not always quite in touch, in my opinion, with the realities of HBCU land.
Malveaux says Sachs should be more understanding of small schools that don't have a huge alumni base to help grow endowments. And now she fears the agency has made it much harder for Bennett to gain support.
Students are challenged when you see a college that looks like it's in fiscal trouble. Do you really want to go there?
Bennett has been an all-women's college since 1926. It became known for its student activism in the 1950s and 60s. Students known as the Bennett Bells made headlines across the country as they contributed to civil rights demonstrations like the sit-ins at the Woolworth's lunch counter in downtown Greensboro. Today, it is one of two historically black colleges that only enroll women. The other is Spelman College in Atlanta. Without accreditation, Bennett students can't qualify for federal loans. Bennett President Phyllis Dawkins isn't giving up. She's appealing the accrediting agency's decision. That deadline is February 18th. For WFA News, I'm Serafina Wright.